This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning to you. On the day of the home opener, show to Cameron, Sean Ritchie. I got the uniform on, kind of silly, but love the Phils, my man. Love them. And you can see our show on YouTube. I can't dance like Michael Jackson.
No one can dance like Michael Jackson.
I can't hit like Bryce Harper. But I can hit better than Jack Fritz. Good morning.
No.
And thank you for joining me.
What makes you think that?
I mean, I hope to find out.
Now, Jack Fritz was a college baseball player.
Yeah, I'm less confident in baseball. I've told you my strategy. I got to win basketball and tennis and then win one of the other three sports. If I do that...
Didn't Jack play tennis in high school?
I don't know. He says he's very good, but he also says he struggles to serve, so go figure. I mean, James, you got to admit that, like, I struggle to serve thing. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're going to beat me in tennis. Sure. Okay. All right. He's like, yeah, I'm really good, except I struggle to serve.
He struggled to serve. Like,
you know.
So I mean, I'm just saying, he said it. You'll beat him.
He said it.
You're just grabbing onto the one thing you might, maybe, possibly could maybe have a chance.
That's like Taiwan Walker. I'm a good player, but I struggle to pitch.
But don't you?
Oh, thanks,
don't
Taiwan.
Don't you see how?
He didn't say that, by the way. That's just a hammer-ease.
What's the
word I'm looking for?
I think that's appropriate.
Hammer-lease.
Don't you sense that you're sort of grasping at straws now?
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
You actually feel that?
Well, I know everyone says I stink and I can't win, so I'm aware of the fact that people doubt.
Well, now you sound like you're a victim.
I don't know. By the end, I'll probably talk Jack up the way Lou Holtz used to talk up his opponents.
Oh no!
Remember those
little
days?
Sisters
please
of the poor,
don't.
You know,
we just hope we can hang in there against the Little Sisters of the Poor.
They're so insincere.
They're an incredible football team, and I just hope the Fighting Irish can hang in there. By the way, speaking of college sports, to the Penn State alums, congrats! Penn State into the Frozen Four.
Nice.
That's what we got in hockey these days. We got Penn State. James, true or false? Penn State would beat the Flyers.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's a maybe.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a maybe.
It's possible, sure.
It's a maybe. All right, let's go to the phones. Your reaction, obviously, to the Phils' opening weekend series, and then obviously the home opener today. Rain is in the forecast, scheduled for around 5 o'clock. The tush-push thing, does it worry you? It should, because it has been an advantage, and there's legit talk that it could go. From ESPN.com, here's their big report yesterday. They say the Green Bay Packers, I'm reading right from it, the Green Bay Packers' proposal to ban the tush-push has support within the competition committee, a source with direct knowledge told ESPN on Sunday. Although another source with direct knowledge of competition committee thinking said the proposal would be, quote, hotly contested among the coaches, general managers, and owners as they gather for league meetings this week. Okay. I don't know, man. We'll see.
I mean, can I just tell you what a hypocrite Sean McDermott is?
Because he used it.
Four times in the AFC Championship game and went 0-for-4.
I know.
You know, so and now you weren't concerned about Josh Allen's safety when you were trying to win a championship game. But now, oh my God, I'm trying to protect it. I mean, total hypocrite.
All right, let me ask you this though, Rhea.
Yeah.
But the neutral zone trap 30 years ago in hockey, didn't you think it was bad for hockey?
But that was the entire game.
It was the entire game. You're right.
I mean, you know, and
it was. The change here is they are suggesting that you have to wait to push.
Yes.
It's not that big a deal. It's not that big a difference.
I'm going to throw another one at you.
Hold on. Idea that it's getting banned, that's not what we're talking about,
well,
right?
Well, it depends on how they word the ban.
I feel like there are conflicting reports here.
There are.
The report is that the Miami Dolphins are fighting.
Packers.
Yeah, Green Bay Packers are fighting against the concept that you can push the quarterback's butt right away.
Immediately is the word. I think the Packers made a mistake.
So
with how they presented this.
If you want to get this thing out of football, don't say you got to wait to push his butt.
Well, I think they made multiple mistakes with what they submitted to the league. Now maybe the competition committee has leeway to broaden beyond the scope of what the Packers submitted. Here's what they submitted, John. And I think they made multiple mistakes. Quote, to prohibit an offensive player from pushing a teammate who was lined up directly behind the snapper. Oh, okay, so the quarterback's lined up. I'm sorry. I got it. Now, that's not a mistake. So you're saying you can't push the quarterback who's lined up directly behind the snapper. I thought they were saying if Goddard's lined up directly behind Hurts, which he never is. My fault. But then they say, and receives the snap, quote, immediately at the snap. Goddard never pushed Hurts immediately. It was always a little bit of a delay. I don't know. I don't know if the competition committee has leeway on that or not. By the way, John DiBella, the great John DiBella, will bless the balls getting us ready for the start of the Phillies home season as the Phillies obviously play today and, 2-1 coming home from Washington, hopefully get a W today. Christopher Sanchez on the mound. But more important than today is the season. As Richie said, hopefully the fourth time is the charm, and hopefully with DiBella back with us again. He did it last year, but this year we're a little more geared up. This year we feel a little better about it. DiBella will bless the balls coming up in about 5 minutes. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mick right now. Mick. Good morning, Mick.
Hey.
How are you?
First of all, no flags. No wild card flags. We're not the Mets.
Yeah.
And, I'm getting angry as I'm listening to you. I have so much to say, but Sean McDermott, wasn't he in some capacity under Jim Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, all these organizations that pride themselves on physicality are trying to ban a play that involves physicality. These guys are just a bunch of sissies.
But it doesn't look like a football play, Mick. It does look like rugby. That's my biggest argument why I think it should go, even though I know it's bad for the Eagles.
Yeah, but it's not rugby. I mean, it's just it's evolved football.
But it's like rugby. It is. It is.
Well, you can say the entire game of football is like rugby.
You can. Are we going to change kicking?
Are we going to change those things? I don't think it's going to pass.
Well, I don't either. I think it stays because for the side that wants it out to actually get 24 votes, three quarters of the league. I mean, it felt like this thing had no momentum, and now all of a sudden it's got some. But are they really going to get three quarters of people to vote? The tush push out. Probably not.
And I wouldn't trust that Festacoot John Gannon to back up Nick Sirianni in his case.
That's actually pretty funny.
I mean, he stabbed us in the back end of the Super Bowl. I don't see him doing any favors for us.
He owes us.
He does. Yeah, we could say it like that, I guess, if we present it like that.
Wouldn't you?
Get away with it.
All right, Mick, give me an answer. All right, Mick, give me an answer. A body part is in a phrase or a title. You can win the Chris Brown tickets.
Okay, you don't know your ass from third base.
Oh, that's another one. I don't think that's the right end of it, though.
I thought it was elbow.
Yeah.
Right?
I think there's several.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, but I got to ding them because elbow is the much more common.
Yeah.
I mean, at third base, I never heard that one before. Come on. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. Big V, good morning.
Hey, what's going on? Great show this morning.
Thanks, Big V.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, banning the tush push is just basically saying that this team's got something we can't stop, so we're going to regulate against it. Which, I mean, the tush push was the greatest innovation since Newt Rockne revolutionized the forward pass. So, you're going to now kill somebody for being creative genius. Cut it out.
Well, for what it's worth, Big V, there have been times before where sports have done that. And then they brought it back. The dunk was outlawed. It was brought back.
The dunk was outlawed. What year was this?
It was either college or the pros or both. There were times when you couldn't dunk. Obviously, the neutral zone trap was outlawed. 3 seconds in the lane, you're not allowed to stand there for three or more seconds, either on offense or defense.
Holy cow. From 1967 to 76, you couldn't dunk in college basketball.
Yeah. That's why Bill Walton, that's why Bill Walton always had to lay it up. Couldn't dunk the ball.
I had no idea. And the ban was largely attributed to Kareem.
Yeah, I mean, and look, all sorts of rules were changed because of Wilt. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, Big V. I'm just saying it has happened before. The one with I just don't think the tush push looks like a football play. And I'm telling you, the worst case scenario for the NFL is if all the teams that don't have a Jalen Hurts at quarterback start using a tight end, and now it's just let's have two or three snaps a game to a tight end. That's not good for pro football. It's not. And that could happen.
What? It's a change. It's variety. You snap to your tight end three times in a game, and you think it's detrimental to the sport of football?
Yes, they don't. The networks do not want the ball snapped to Travis Kelce instead of Patrick Mahomes. They don't. They don't want that.
Why?
Because Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, and they want the ball in his hands.
It's three times a game. I do think it's interesting. It's variety. It's change. I support the idea of having a unique look, which is what that is.
Well, it's not going to be
some creativity.
Yeah, but it's not going to be so unique if all the teams do it with a different position.
And then the defense, right? And then you've got strategy that'll play in.
We'll see. Hey, Big V, I got to get to John DeBelli here, my man. Give me an answer. What is a phrase or title that's got a body part in it?
You're a pain in the.
Oh yeah, pain in the ass. That's another good one.
Yeah, that's a pretty straight up chalk.
That's a really good one.
Strong answer.
That could win, John.
Yeah, you're right.
Pain in the ass is pretty good. All right, let's talk to someone who was never a pain in the ass. He's a Philadelphia radio legend, retired, I guess, about 18 months ago or so, something like that. And John DeBella has moved to Nashville, where he is in retirement, a well-earned retirement. But let's be real, guys. He entertained us for decades, multiple stations here throughout the Delaware Valley. Big Phillies fan. Every year would annually bless the balls. Couple times it worked. Well, at least in 08 it worked. I don't think that DeBell is blessing the balls in 80. But in 08 it worked. And we welcome radio legend, blesser of the balls, Mr. John DeBella. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Super.
How are you, John? How's life, man?
Life is good. Life is good. I mean, the hardest part of living in Nashville is having to live in Central Time, when everyone you know is an hour behind you.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just weird. I mean, who watches network news at 5:30 at night?
That's so true. Mm. Are you, John, all jokes aside, are you happy in retirement?
Yes, I am. I mean, this is a great place to retire. I'm enjoying. I've finally built the wood shop of my dreams, so that's where I spend most of my time, and it keeps my wife very happy because I'm not in the house.
Cool.
And by the way, when I said all jokes aside, now let's get back on regular scheduled program and get the jokes in here, because I mean that's your forte, man. I mean you got that quick witted thing. I only wish I had the quick witted humor like you have.
Yeah,
and the laugh and the mustache. Seltzer, the mustache, the Bella mustache.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
You could never rock it.
Now, John, with that said, I mean, we went to you for the blessing of the balls last year, and they won one playoff game. I mean, we need better this year, my man.
Well, you know what? I think last year I went into far too much detail, and it went on far too long. God is a very, very busy deity, and he doesn't have time to hear, you know, a two-page prayer.
Okay. Hmm.
So I cut it down to one.
I like that. Now, I understand that John Brager has gotten, there's a photograph that's made its way to you.
Yes, it's in front of me now.
Of the balls. I mean, these balls are going to be used today on opening day, and we hope it helped lead the Phillies to glory. So, now, John, when did the blessing of the balls begin? Was it as far back as 08? Because after I said that, I thought, oh, maybe it happened after that. When did you start this tradition?
Oh, no, it started before 08.
Good.
It started before 08. So yeah, we got one.
Okay. Hey, listen, we'll take that. We'll take an, we'll take another one if possible.
Right. All I want this season is I don't want a week off in between playoff games, or in between the playoffs and the World Series or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. That week off killed the team last year.
We've talked about that. It was a problem.
It's all our momentum.
Yeah.
So, right. And as far as the tush push is concerned.
Yes, sir.
Right. Just to clarify, first off, the brotherly shove was a much better name. Right. And secondly, if you can't do it, don't cry.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people crying. I'm on the wrong side of this, according to the Delaware Valley, John, because I actually think it should go, but people think I'm, you know, it's crazy talk here.
It does look like rugby, but hey, you know what? You know, so,
yeah.
You know, what are you going to do?
Gives us a major advantage. It's part of why we won the Super Bowl. It really is.
It is.
It's part of why we won the Super Bowl, and now you want to do away with it.
Well, it's not, you know, I want to from an Eagles standpoint, but I just don't think it's.
But you know, it'll make it harder for us to win.
I know. Well, I'll give you an example. Ray, you'll remember this one. Remember Garth Snow used to have...
Oh, the big shoulder pads.
The big shoulder pads with the block on top of his shoulder.
It was ridiculous.
And it was like, that's great for the Flyers, but I can understand them getting rid of it. It was, James, it was outrageous.
It was outrageous, yes.
I mean, the puck would hit the wood thing above his shoulder and just deflect back on the ice. And, you know, I could say as a Flyers fan, I'm glad the puck hit the wood, you know, but at the same time, and you never want the puck to hit the wood.
It was one of the most silly things you've ever seen.
It really was.
All
right, so, John, we have some music we'd like to play for your blessing of the boss.
I think we might have been missing that last year. Maybe that's why we didn't get
I like it. All right, are you ready, sir?
We had the full theater.
All right, are you ready to crank up the blessing of the boss?
I am indeed.
John DiBella, sir, the floor is yours. Sermonize.
Dear God, on this opening day, we pray for your help once again. After 6 long months of waiting, baseball has returned. The disappointment of last year has grown into new hope for the season ahead. I know you blessed us with an Eagles winning the Super Bowl, and we are grateful for it. But you have graced many cities with a Super Bowl and a World Series win within the same year. The Steelers and the Pirates in 79, the Giants and the Mets in 86, and that really hurt Philadelphia. And then the Pirates and the Red Sox in 2004, a city with fans far more obnoxious than we have ever been. It has been 21 years since you last performed this miracle, and we beseech you to grace us with it this year. We have waited 17 years for a World Series win, and time again, we have come close, but no win, just disappointment. Our boys work hard and love the fans as much as the fans love them. So we beg you for this miracle of miracles. For there isn't a fan in this city who will not be praying to you throughout the season. Dear Lord, make our bats hard and our balls sore. Let me clarify, that's S-O-A-R, not S-O-R-E. And bring to us the year of years, the season of seasons, which is why we ask you to bless our balls once again.
Oh, John, sir, thank you very much.
That was outstanding.
The sore balls and all.
May our balls
That's so good. Oh, John, you're the best. Radio legend, John DiBella. Listen, DiBella, I got to tell you, man, I think this could be the year. I mean, Richie told us last week, John, fourth time's the charm?
Fourth time is. You know. Yeah, fourth time is the charm. I thought that was artistic,
it was.
John. That was above all. That was your greatest sermonization of the start of the season that we've witnessed personally.
Now, John, were you more in priest mode, you know, reverend mode, rabbi mode, like, or was this non-denominational?
Mm-hmm.
I would put me in a more Christian mode.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that makes sense. I felt that. Strongly.
In that prayer, there was, you know, an easy 12 years of Catholic school pain.
That's great. Well, John, you know, we're going to bring you back every year, particularly if, you know, they win the World Series this year. We are hoping, and I loved the theme, because we have touched on this a couple times, how cool it would be to have two titles in the same year. It's never happened in Philadelphia sports.
Well, it's only happened four times. There was one that happened in 39, but who the hell cares what happened in sports in 39?
So true. So true. Hey, John, enjoy retirement in Nashville. I listen, we loved growing, I mean, for me, growing up, listening to you, obviously, and just wish you all the best, my man. And we hope to talk to you in 365 days and the Phils to have a third championship in their back pocket.
Well, I hope so as well. And before I go, once again, like last year, let me just take a moment and say, hi, Rhea.
Hey, John, how are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am jealous of you retired and having fun down in Nashville.
I have to tell you, I was cursing you guys for making me get up. In the it's been a year, almost 2 years since I had to get up in the dark.
Yeah.
So.
All right, John, stay well, man. We'll be touching base with you. Thanks, John. Enjoy the season from down there.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You Thanks, got it. John. There he is, John DiBella.
It's become a popular spot. I know a couple people have moved to Nashville.
Leslie Goodell moved down there.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
Leslie. I saw a photo of her, Leslie, DiBella, and Brazier hanging out a couple weeks ago.
What a crew.
That's a crew that can get after it. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Anthony in New Jersey right now. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Anthony.
This tush push stuff, man, is real soft, man, of the league, man. I played football in my younger days, man, and anything in life, if you can't stop it, you know, pull up your big boy pants and, you know, try to stop it, man. Don't cry or complain to the league. Oh, they do it better than us, so we want it out. Mm-hmm. That's not how it goes, man. You need to toughen up, and that's the bottom line about it, man. But, hey, I don't think it's going to be banned, man, but the way it's grown in the last few days, man, got me kind of worried.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried that we can't win without it, because, of course, we...
But Anthony, it would make it harder. Like,
it
obviously, the Eagles...
change the approach entirely. The way we treat offense right now, it's four downs. We have four downs. Yes. No matter where we are on the field, even at the minus 30-yard line, you know, on our side of the 50, that's going to change if they change this rule. But remember, the rule that we're talking about changing is they don't want butt pushing or whoever to the tight end to push immediately after the snap. Like, I'm okay with that. I think we can still manage
that. Yeah, that's like what a caller said earlier. Like, when a running back is running and, you know, he comes to a stop and he gets to push from behind with the lineman, does that count into it? And that's a good thing what you said, John, because we have a huge advantage. It's always we go into downs first and nine or first and eight.
I agree.
Right.
It's a big advantage, Anthony. I mean, the Eagles have really...
But I think we'll still maintain an advantage if we have to wait a beat before pushing Jalen from behind. If that's really what they're going to try to go after...
It depends how... Because there is...
Holy cow.
If they have the leeway to say you're not allowed to push the quarterback, then that zaps it. Now, the Eagles would still have a bigger advantage than a team with Kyler Murray. Jalen Hurts is still going to have more power than Kyler Murray, but if you can't, like, pushing him has been, we've seen enough to know it does surge the pile enough to get that first down, you know.
Sure.
From time to time.
I think Jalen can surge the pile whether someone's pushing him from behind or not.
But not as effectively.
You're right.
Yeah. All right, Anthony.
But the offensive line, the best in the NFL.
Yeah.
Their surge is what matters the most on that play, and that's not going to change.
So I've wondered that, John, and I don't know. Is it the Dickerson Mulata thing? Is it the Hurts thing? Or is it the push thing? I'm not sure.
I would say in order of effectiveness, it's Dickerson Mulata, then Jalen Hurts, then the push in order of importance.
Yeah, I've wondered that.
Weren't
I'm not sure.
Were they pretty successful at it before the tush push at the quarterback sneak?
Who?
The Eagles, just over the past couple
years. Well, Carson was really good at it, and Tom Brady with the Patriots was really good at it. They both did it a lot. I mean, the Eagles used it a lot with Carson Wentz near the end. All right, Anthony, I need an answer from you. What is something that's got a phrase or a title with a body part in there?
This is my answer. Joe the Camera, I asked you to do me a favor Friday, man. I'm going to continue to ask you, but of course, Joe the Camera, hard head makes the soft hiney.
Hey, Anthony?
I need you to take this serious with Fritz, man. Come on, Hammer.
I will, but Anthony, just because you, and I know that you're supporting me, but I still got to come back at you a little bit and tell you you can kiss my ass.
Hmm. See what he did there.
All right, Anthony. Good call, buddy.
All right.
I love it. Yeah, I do got to get in shape with the Fritz thing. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. So we got the Tush Push question. Do you think it gets banned tomorrow, yes or no? All right, we also have to close out our poll from the 7 o'clock hour. Because we're looking for, ultimately, by the end of the show, which is the best movie duo of all time, at least those that were said on our program Friday. So, John, the 7 o'clock hour poll was, best movie duo, is it C-3PO and R2-D2, Shrek and Donkey, Starsky and Hutch, Thelma and Louise? Okay, James, which would you vote for?
I would vote for a C-3PO and R2-D2.
Rhea, which would you vote for?
Starsky and Hutch.
John?
I think Thelma and Louise is a great answer. I've never seen that. It sounds amazing. I think Starsky and Hutch is really bad, like dated on this one. I think Thelma, man, what was the other, Thelma and Louise, what was the one?
Shrek and Donkey.
No, man, it's not Shrek and Ducky. What's the other one besides the
Thelma and Louise, R2-D2.
R2, and, the droids. Is it messed up if I go droids? Because I do feel the most compelled to go droids.
All right, droids won, and I think they should win, in part because there's multiple movies with them, so there's more association over time.
There. There's a lot of Shreks. But
yeah, well, that's true, too.
Very mainstream.
All right, so here's the deal. The Star Wars duo, 48%. Shrek,
wow.
Shrek and Donkey, 38%.
Ooh.
Starsky and Hutch, 9%. Thelma and Louise, only 5%.
That's surprising.
That is shocking to me. That is shocking. All right, so C-3PO and R2-D2 advance to the finals, which will be in the 9 o'clock hour against Woody and Buzz from Toy Story. And also one more. So let's open up this this other poll right now, John. These, which is the best movie duo? From the Blues Brothers, Jake and Elwood. That is really big. From Coming to America, Prince Akeem and Semi.
Man.
From Lethal Weapon, Riggs and Murtaugh. And from X-Man. Like I do that seltzer, I just take a shot at this X-Men thing.
Sure.
X-Man.
That was great.
You know, because those movies have hurt.
I think they're all really hurt by it.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah,
they're
really
not doing well at all.
To their core.
I'd rather watch Xavier McDaniel play a basketball game at the age of 60 than watch X-Men. Now, from X-Men, Professor X and what did I say this guy's name? Magneto? Is that his name?
Nito.
Magneto. Yeah, okay. All right, get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, it looks like the Phillies might have taken a vote and said no more for the daycare. I mean, we don't know that they took a vote, but we know that after the wins, there hasn't been any celebration. Let's go back to Saturday when the Phillies won their second game of the season. And obviously, Bryson Stott had a big game with that home run down the right field line to tie it up. I forget the inning, but to tie it up. After the game, nothing. During the post-game interview, listen to this exchange with Tom McCarthy.
Just one question real quick. Are you looking for somebody to dump water on you?
No,
guys,
no,
you
no.
Guys aren't doing that.
I told Marsh
year,
we need to grow up.
All right, told Marsh we need to grow up, so I guess that's it. It's over. We thought so Thursday
that?
When they didn't do it. We saw it again Saturday, nothing. Done, John.
It feels, I don't know, like I wish it didn't go so fast. I mean, it was kind of...
Well, it was 3 years.
Wow. I guess you're
right. It wasn't that fast.
And at the time, we knew it was coming, but for some reason, it still felt fun.
Well, it was fun, but I think that you get to a point where it is a little bit about growing up.
I'm okay with them moving on, but I'm going to miss it.
All right, James, here's the question. Who initiated the end of the daycare? Here are your choices. Choice A, Middleton. Choice B, Dombrowski. Choice C, Rob Thompson. Choice D, a player not in the daycare. Choice E, one of the daycare kids.
I think it was a player not in the daycare.
Harper?
Yeah.
Schwarber,
one of those guys.
Yeah,
they went
Schwarber.
To their they went
they
to the
like,
younger
hey,
guys
you know
and
what?
Said,
well, "It's time to get serious."
Yeah,
I think you're right. I think a veteran player said, "All right."
Plus, Alec Bohm's going to be 29 during the season.
I know.
He's not really in the daycare, right?
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Derek and Paoli. Derek, good morning.
What's up? How y'all doing?
Great, Derek.
Yo, Joe, I've been hanging out with your boy Busby a lot, man. We try to get you out on the golf course. I'm just going to watch y'all, though.
Busby's
man.
A good so guy. Tell him to get to our Fairfield reunion this June, man, my 25th reunion from college.
Yeah, maybe I'll come with him, man. We'll come up there and, you know, We'll play Beat the Hammer on the way and all that.
I mean, it's a possibility.
He swears he could take you, man. He told me he could take you and beat the hammer.
Well,
man,
that's asinine.
You know what I mean?
Asinine.
Yeah, that's what
Do
I
you
say.
Believe that, Yo, listen, Derek?
He's a pretty knowledgeable guy, you know. Mm. You know, I think he's knowledgeable. But listen, this is what I called for.
Yes, sir.
Is Kyle Schwarber a free agent after this year?
Yeah, there's a big three. Schwarber,
so,
JT, and Ranger.
The Phillies should... think the Phillies should try to lock him up now before they get to free agency, because they be offering people a lot of money, man.
No.
He's a home run hitter, man.
Look, I love Schwarber, but without knowing what the numbers are going to be, my inclination is let this thing play out and have... I know, it's a risk, but... You know, he's also
a homer guy every year, man.
I know. And the DH helps him. It's not like the old days where you judge a guy like this based on his ability to still play the field. But I think it's strategic by the ownership and the general manager to say, let's see what you guys got this year. You know, if you win a title or get near it, and we might have to overpay because you impress in October, we'll take that chance instead of locking it. Because here's the thing, Derek. Ideally, you'd sign Kyle Schwarber to a one-year extension. But Kyle Schwarber's not going to sign a one-year extension because he's too good for that. So the kind of deal you'd want to get, you really can't get. So if he's still looking for another three-year deal, and he probably will get that because he's going to hit another 40 homers this year, I don't think that would be wise for the Phillies.
Yeah, that's something I was thinking about. Yo, with the tush push real quick, though, like, I don't think they're going to ban it because I just feel like it's more than just a tush push. There's a lot of skill involved. I remember even with Josh Allen, he's one of the bigger quarterbacks in the league, and they would have went to the Super Bowl if they was able to execute, you know, the so-called tush push properly. So I just feel like there's a whole lot of skill and there's work that goes into it and all that. So I think the league got to take a stance on that, because like John was saying earlier, it's the same thing when guys are running and, you know, they're getting gang tackled, and here comes somebody from behind, like pushing him an extra 5-6 yards. If that's not a tush push, I don't know what is. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I
don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, give me an answer, my man. A body part in a Fraser title.
I'm going to go with get your head out of your...
Oh, I don't think that one hadn't been said either. We're getting a lot of variations. Of...
yeah, with the butt stuff.
A matter of fact, don't I even have a... I might have a Bobby Knight of that, right? Let me. I'm a little slow on my... here we go.
A little slow.
Here we go.
Now you better get your head out of your ass!
That's a classic. That's a classic, Bobby Knight. You know what was an amazing poll we had last year? When Bobby Knight died, we did the poll. Do you think of him more as a great coach or a bully? And wasn't it, James, 51-49? Like, it was really split. It was really, and I thought people were going to go more bully. But, I mean, he was a great coach. There's no question about that. All right, James, weather. Give us a weather report. It still looks gloomy out there. What are we looking at over the next couple hours?
Yeah, so for lack of a better word, it's still murky, the report. But it looks from 4 to 9 is when it's supposed to come through here now.
Well, 4 would not be good.
Correct.
Because 4, you're not getting 5 anything.
So it looks like it is going to get worse as it goes. Like, it looks like 6 o'clock is where it really starts to get a little risky. But... it's supposed to be windy, some rain showers. The temperature's nice. It should be pretty warm comparatively, but it looks like it's just going to be one of those, you know, how quick is the game? Are they going to get it in time? One of those type of situations. Mm.
So put another way, thank God Taiwan's not pitching today.
You're damn right, buddy. Damn right.
You know what I'm saying? 215-592-9494. You know, John, as I wear this uniform, and I do enjoy it, you know, it's Philly's enthusiasm and all, but you know, I do feel dorkish in this thing. When I go down to the ballpark today, you know how uncomfortable it is to walk around that ball? I mean, honest to God.
I don't know how uncomfortable it is.
It's pretty bad.
I do know that people tend to come up to you and ogle you and approach you.
They say nice things. I will say, people have been very kind, but I just...
Well, that's good.
I feel like a human target with this thing because I am the 46-year-old that is wearing a full baseball uniform at a baseball game. It is the definition of being a dork.
Well, there's no doubt you can probably feel the eyes upon you.
Correct.
As you're walking
Even by. Like when I go home today and I go inside my apartment complex.
Well, I'm sure
look
the streets. Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
Yeah, people are probably thinking you're a total tool.
Correct.
Yeah. But, hey, you're not.
Oh, thank you.
Deep down, right?
If you say
mostly
so.
A tool, you're right?
A fight tool.
215-592-9494. I do hope to meet a lot of people today down at the ballpark. Know this, it'll be easier for you to find me than for me to find you. So if you see me in the uniform today, please come on up and say hi. And always love meeting, you know, listeners to our show. 215-592-9494. What Jeremy Fowler said about the possibility of the tush push going, we'll get to that. And also Elliot, who is at the owners' meetings. And James said he had an interesting conversation with someone, and will detail that for us about the tush push coming up next. That plus all the calls on 94 WIP.